This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A newly released government email shows the White House sought to freeze aid. Spoke to President Volodymyr Zelensky on the phone call between them that now lies at the center of the U.S. president's impeachment. This new trove of emails shows that Michael Duffy of the Office of Management and Budget had asked the Department of Defense to please hold off on that nearly $400 million in aid to Ukraine. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has called on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to deliver the articles of impeachment so the trial can go forward. But Pelosi has indicated she's waiting for more information on how the Senate plans to handle the trial. The U.S. military says an American service member has been killed in action in Afghanistan. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
So far, the military hasn't provided any other details, including the soldier's identity or where in Afghanistan the death occurred. However, the Taliban says it was behind a roadside bombing in northern Kunduz province that killed the American soldier last month. Two U.S. service members were killed when their helicopter crashed in Afghanistan's eastern Logar province. Today's death brings the number of U.S. soldiers who have died this year in combat in Afghanistan to 20, plus three other non-combat deaths. More than 2,400 Americans have died there in the nearly 18-year conflict. I'm Matt Small.
Boeing's CEO is resigning amid problems at the company over the troubled MAX 737 aircraft. The Chicago manufacturer said Monday that Dennis Muilenburg is stepping down immediately. The board's current chairman, David Calhoun, will officially take over on January 13th. The board said a change in leadership was necessary to restore confidence in the company as it works to repair relationships with regulators and stakeholders. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.